produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. It is once again Carla, Reverend Carla Johnson Olds. And it is such a pleasure to be here with you this good morning, good evening, good night. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad. I am so glad that you are listening. And I just want to come and bring the word of the Lord to you, some inspiration. I am fully aware, as we all are aware all over the world, about this coronavirus that has viciously spread all over the world, from Asia to Africa, Europe, North America, South America. The country of Italy has shut down basically completely for a while. Churches are not allowed to meet. Groups of 10 or more are banned in some places. Restaurants have stopped serving. Places have just shut down. Schools are closed. So the word today is very crucial, and the word today is very crucial for us as Christians. So I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then we're just going to jump right into the Word. Heavenly Father, as we come to you, Lord God, right now we just want to tell you thank you, Lord. Lord, we want to thank you for your grace, your peace, your mercy, and your blessings, Lord God. Lord, here we are once again at your feet, Father. We are laying aside every weight, every burden that has so easily beset us this past week, Lord God. We just are giving you our hearts, Lord God. We're asking you to clean up our hands, clean up our hearts, clean up our heads, Lord God, as we bow before you and as we come before you, dear God. Lord, I am a vessel. I'm your maidservant, Carla, Lord God. As I come to you, I ask that you just use me yet again, Lord, for your glory. We just thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we lift you up, and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name, Lord, just let me be the vehicle that you're using, Lord God, and let those who listen, Lord, just let your word just manifest and just blossom in their hearts. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm really excited because last week we talked about the word re, and that the word re means to do again and again, to do over again and again. So today we're going to talk about the word resource. Now, I'm going to tell you how the Holy Spirit works. I said, God, okay, coming up on the presentation, the show, Josie's Inspirations. Thank you, Josie. Shout out to Lady Josephine Hopkins. But I asked God, I said, okay, God, so what I need? God said, just remind the people of the word resource. I said, the word resource? Yes, Carla, remind the people of the word resource. Because, you know, sometimes we can get caught up in our day-to-day activities and get caught up with what we're concerned with that we forget that God is our source. God is our source. So this is what I did. I went to dictionary.com and I said, okay, Lord, I'm here. Now what are we going to do with resource? Because when we think of resource, we think of human resources. We think of getting merchandise from, obtaining services, or someone who maybe has some information and we're getting information from that person. Dictionary.com says, a source of supply, support, or aid, especially one that can be readily drawn upon when needed. So that's where I got the word resource. And I said, well, wait a minute, God. You know, that doesn't sound, you know, like the word re, you know, because the word re, the prefix re means again and again. So I went, started looking again, and I said, okay, let me look up the word source. And it says anything or place from which something comes, arises, or is obtained. Okay, now, Lord, let's put our pieces together. So this morning, I'll just put a pen right there. So this morning we're going to read the scripture, or this afternoon, wherever you are, we're going to read the scripture. And we're going to go to John, the fourth chapter. John, the fourth chapter, that's where we're going to go. We're going to go to John, the fourth chapter, when it talks about the Samaritan woman, the woman from Samaria. Okay, the fourth chapter, seventh verse. We're going to start at the seventh verse. So Jesus is by himself, and he had just left Judea, and he had to pass through Samaria. So here we are at Jacob's well, and it says Jacob's well was there. It's back in verse 6. Okay, let's read. So Jesus, being wearied from his journey at Jacob's well, was sitting by the well. It was about the sixth hour. Verse 7. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Therefore, the Samaritan woman said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and knew who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. She said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you, who gave us the well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle? Jesus answered to her and said, everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty, nor come all the way here to draw. Okay, so we're going to stop right there at verse 15. We basically read verses 6 through verse 15. Now, I'm going to connect the dots here. What I want us to understand is that during this time of uncertainty, when we are disheveled, our schedules have been scattered, our money is funny, and our change is strange. This time when our children are home from school, and typically they are at school, and we're having to teach them how to learn online and teach ourselves how to assist them with the e-learning and the online learning, when we have been moved from our offices in our office settings and we're having to work from home, during this time when we cannot even fellowship with one another in our comfortable churches, but during this time of uncertainty, we must look to our source. Now, let me tell you about back then. Now, back then in Jesus' time, they had a well. Now, a well, and this is a Wikipedia definition, a well is a structure that's dug in the ground. Now, this structure can be dug by drilling, or back in those days, it was dug by literally digging with a shovel. And usually what it was used to do was to access water, liquid resources, if you will. And once you dug so deep down in the ground, the water would flow, and you could just drop your bucket and you could pull up some water. So that would be considered your liquid resource. So with that, you pull out your water, and you will have your water supply for a specific amount of time. Now this is what I want to talk about this morning as our resource. We are concerned. We are concerned. The Bible says, do not worry. Be anxious for nothing. As Christians, we have to put our full trust in God. We have to put our full trust in the Lord. And right now, it's hard for us to do so because everything is different. Our foundation is a little shaky right now. But I want to remind you that if you think about your source, now Jesus is your source. Jesus is my source. Jesus is our source. Now, just as the lady went to the well and met Jesus at the well, she said, you know, you can have this, but you don't even have a bucket. And is this water that you have better than this water from Jacob's well? Because this was Jacob's well, one of our ancestors, our forefathers. And are you greater than Jacob? And I just want to leave this on your hearts. Now, when a well is dug, when you dig a well, you can dig a well anywhere from 10 to 60 feet deep. And there are some wells that have been noted that are as deep as 3,000 feet. So that's 3,000 feet down in the ground. So when you get that far down in the ground, the water is cool. The water is cold. The water is crisper. The water is fresher. So what I want to implore and just lay upon your heart today is Jesus is our source. And not only is he our source, he is our resource. Because, you know, when you got Jesus on your side, then you can go back to him again and again and again and again. He is not just a one-shot God. You know how in the music industry they have what's called a one-hit wonder. So that's one person who may have a hit song, and this one song, they may make millions and millions of dollars off of this one song, but you never hear from them again. But that's what I want to tell you today, is that Jesus is not a one-hit wonder. He is not only our source, but he is our resource. Now, when he tells the lady, whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. This means that once you start, you ignite your relationship with the Lord, you won't ever be deprived again. Because you know what? As you push closer to God, the word says, if you draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to you. Because the Lord wants a relationship with you. And sometimes it's hard for us to fathom, as human beings, someone who would actually want a consistent, ongoing, intimate relationship with us. Now, a lot of us have been abused. We've been misused. We've been raped. We've been molested. Those things have happened to us, and those are tragic events, too, that have happened to us. But I just want to let you know that no matter what you've been through, God is right there waiting for you. He is waiting to show you real love. And that's what God wants from all of us. He just wants you to know that I'm here. No matter about your inconsistencies, no matter about your insecurities, God wants an intimate relation, an intimate ongoing relationship with you. And I mentioned this song, Real Love, and back when I was in college, there's an artist named Mary J. Blige. And Mary J. Blige sings this song called Real Love. And it says, I'm searching for a real love, someone to set my heart free. Real love. So when we're searching for our real love, I want you to know that Jesus is our real love. That is what we are looking for. You cannot have another relationship that is more fulfilling than your relationship with Jesus. And a lot of times we try to put Jesus in a box by what we've heard about him and what we've seen him do in the lives of other people. But as your intimate relationship with Jesus grows and grows and grows, you will be able to know Jesus for yourself. And one thing the Lord impressed upon my heart earlier this week was just two words, I am, the phrase, I am. And in this scripture right here, it lets me know that I am your water. So whatever you need, I have it. I am your resource. I am your resource. I can resource and resource and resource and resource to give you whatever it is that you need. He says, I am that I am. He told Moses, tell him that I am sent you. That's who you tell him, I am sent you. So what we have to start doing is saying, I am. And when we say, I am, that also affirms who we are. As an affirmation, I am a child of the King. I am a child of the Most High God. I am. And you fill in the blank. I have a cousin that I tease about being a multimillionaire, and he is well on his way to making millions of dollars. And so what I always tell them is, you know, hello, my money, million-dollar money-making cousin. So what I'm doing is I'm affirming him. But I can say that to him all day long. But until he can say it to himself and believe that I am a millionaire, I am an heir to the throne, I have everything I need, money comes to me, love comes to me, peace comes to me, because God is a God of peace, God is a God of love, and God is a God of unflowing blessings, ever-flowing blessings. So I encourage you, just start saying, I am. You need whatever you need, I am. You're going to court next week, I am is going with you to court. You ask God to go with you. Ask God to guide you. Ask God to be with you. He wants to do those things. He wants to go ahead of you and make your crooked places straight. That's what he wants to do. He said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Say, I am light. Yes, I am light. Because I am. I'm shining his light. His light is shining through me. And just think about it like that. I have what I need. Your word says, that you will supply all that I need. Repeat your scriptures. Turn your scriptures around. Make them into I am statements. And begin to affirm yourself and affirm your relationship with the Lord. That is what is really important. So today's lesson is on our resource, our source, because we know that the Lord is our source. And one last thought is, if he did it before, he can do it again. So that prefix re means just to do it again. God can do it again. He is our supply. He is our source. And for many years, if there's something that you're struggling with, you've been struggling with for many years, just give it over to the Lord. Just give it over to God. Lord, you said you would never leave me nor forsake me. So since the Lord will never leave you or never forsake you, you have to know that. Know that when you're in the time of need, when you're in a time of distress, when you're hungry, when you're downtrodden, when you're on your sick bed, you just have to know that God has got you. When you're sick, he says, by his stripes I am healed. I am healed. So you have to walk in your I am. And now that I'm talking about the I am, when we wrap this series, up on re, we're going to have to talk about the I am, because a lot of times we don't realize who we are, and we are not walking in whose we are, because we know, we say that we are children of God, but we need to internalize and come to the realization of what does that really mean. If I am a child of God, that means I'm an heir to the throne. Wait a minute. If I'm an heir, that means I have some things stored up for me. Because, you know, when you receive an inheritance, that means, that means that you've got something waiting for you. They're just waiting for some other things to get out of the way, so you can get what God has for you, to get what God has stored up for you. And that's one thing that as Christians we don't realize. We are an heir to the throne. That means you're next in line. You're next in line to be the queen. You're next in line to be the king. And if you're next in line to be the queen and to be the king, that means that you a ruler, you rule. And if you go back to Genesis, that's what happened. The Lord created everything, the animals, the trees, the plants, he separated the heavens from the waters and the dry land from the wet land, the heavens from the earth. He did all of that. And then he created Adam. And he said, Adam, I created you to rule. So if he created Adam to rule, he created us to do the same thing. We have to start taking charge and taking our rightful places here on earth, because we're not taking our place as we should. And the word, John 10:10, says that the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But what we need to do as Christians is to stand up and take our rightful place. We have to take it by force. There are some things that we just have to take by force. If you want your peace back, you have to take it. Sometimes you're going to have to fight to get what you want, to push some things out of the way. There are going to be plenty of times you're going to have to sacrifice to get to what you want or to get to what God has for you. And we just have to take it. But the other half of that verse in John 10:10 says, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. But since I am came, then we can have the things that we desire. He desires to give us the desires of our heart. He wants to give us the desires of our heart. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. So once we start seeking the kingdom, and we're on our knees talking to I am, and we're realizing that he's our source, he's our resource, and we can keep sourcing and resourcing and resourcing and sourcing and resourcing it. Okay, God, you're here. I know you're here with me. Then we can go ahead and get those other things, that joy, that peace, that happiness. Now, that's not to say that sometimes it's not going to be some cloudy days, and sometimes there's not going to be some rainy days, and sometimes it's either going to be some thunderstorms. But just know, the word says, lo, I am with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we have to keep those scriptures near, and we have to keep those scriptures close by and keep them in our hearts. That word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Keep those scriptures in our heart, because see, what's in your heart comes out of your mouth. It comes right out of your mouth. So whatever is in your heart, it's going to come out of your mouth. So keep scriptures in your heart. That way when you're out, you won't get in trouble. Pray without ceasing. If we're praying out of our mouths, we're not gossiping. We're not talking about anybody. We're not doing anything we're not supposed to be doing because we're praying out of our mouth. But so we're just going to wrap this up, this session, and I want to thank you all so much for joining me. Now, just remember, our scripture was John chapter 4, verses 7 through 15, and we are remembering that our key verse was verse 14, and we are remembering that whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. So when you tap into your source, and your source is Jesus, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, when you tap into that source, he will give you a well of water springing up to eternal life. So when that deposit is made, when you drink of that water and that deposit is made inside you and you are sourcing and resourcing and drinking of that water on a daily and a consistent basis, it will be inside you springing up to eternal life. So when you're ingesting Christ and sourcing and tapping into this source and this resource of Jesus and this water, this water that he has, you will never thirst again. You won't be thirsty because this word will quench the thirst that you have. All right, we're going to pray. And I have a few prayer requests. A gentleman the other day who has a family committed suicide. So we want to pray for the spirit of suicide and how we want to disseminate that spirit. We're only going to speak life, because life and death lie in the power of your own tongue. So we're going to speak life. We're also going to pray for married couples. We are praying for husbands and wives. We are also praying for children. We are praying for children all over the world. We are praying for sex trafficking. We are praying for sex trafficking of women, men, and boys. We are praying for prostitutes and prostitution. That's what we are praying for. We are also praying for seniors. We are praying for senior citizens. We are also praying for churches. Churches all over the world. We are praying for missionaries. We are also praying for senior citizens. We're praying for senior citizens. Heavenly Father, as we come to you, Lord God, first of all, we just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. Lord, we want to thank you for your word that has come forth, Lord God. We want to thank you for the woman that was at the well, Lord God. God, we just want to thank you for her presence, Lord God. God, we want to thank you that you delivered your word to her, Lord God, about being thirsty, Lord God. God, we know that only your word can quench the thirst that we have in our souls, Lord God. God, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. God, it's just a few of your children that are just gathered here, Lord God, through Josie's inspiration and Kyla Pratt's Finding My Way Radio, Lord God. It's just a few of us, Lord God. But God, I just want to thank you for every person that's on the line, Lord God, every person who hears this message, Lord God. May this word not fall on deaf ears, Lord God. God, I just ask right now that you just ride through this world, Lord God. Just have your Holy Spirit just to make deposits all over this world, Lord God. God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, for we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. No coronavirus is going to be able to stop the flow of the Holy Spirit. Right now, I plead the blood of Jesus all over this earth, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus all over this land, Lord God, from sea to shining sea, Lord God, from country to country, Lord God. God, I ask right now that you just touch President Trump, Lord God, with a little bit of your wisdom, Lord God. Everybody in his cabinet, Lord God, give them wisdom, Lord God, to process what is going on right now, God. God, you want to hear from your people, Lord God. Your word says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their evil and wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will hear their prayers and heal their land. God, I know you are calling us. You are asking us to bow down on our knees and pray, Lord God. You are looking for your people, Lord God, during this tumultuous and uncertain times, Lord God. God, I ask right now, Lord God, that you just put a halt to this coronavirus, Lord God. God, please, we're asking you to slow this virus down, to stop this virus, Lord God. God, we know that you can, Lord God, and we know that you will, Lord God. God, we just thank you in advance, Lord God. God, those children who are feeling anxious and the parents who are feeling anxious due to this virus, Lord God, we ask that you just calm all of our fears, Lord God. Calm all of their fears, Lord God. God, the children who haven't been back to school or the children who are not going to school, Lord God, we ask right now that you just give them your peace, Lord God. Give us all your peace, Lord God, your peace that passeth all understanding, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for all that you're doing in our lives, Lord God. God, we ask that you touch the senior citizens, Lord God, those seniors who are having to financially choose between medicine and food right now, Lord God. God, I ask that you touch every senior citizen on the face of this earth, Lord God. Let them know that because of their age, they are not discounted, they are not discarded, and they are also available and ready to be used by the kingdom, Lord God. God, we just thank you, Lord, for the senior citizens, Lord God. God, we ask right now that you just touch husbands all over this land, Lord God. God, continue to give them wisdom, Lord God. God, continue to give them insight on what they need to do to help their families, Lord God. God, I ask that you just touch wives in a very special way, Lord God. God, help us to do what you have called us to do, to be the helpmeet, Lord God. Help us to know when to talk and when to be quiet, Lord God. Help us to help us and show us what we need to do to assist our husbands that are also assisting in the building of the kingdom of God. Lord God, right now I ask you to touch every single child, Lord God. God, we arrest the spirit of depression right now in your name, Jesus. God, we arrest the spirit of suicide right now in your name, Jesus. God, you have come that we might have life, and we are speaking life into people's lives, Lord God. God, we know it gets hard sometimes. It gets rough sometimes, but we are putting our trust in you, Lord God. God, we can't trust in what we see. We can't trust in what we hear, Lord God. The only thing we have to trust in is you, Father God. God, we just thank you once again. We're praying for bereaved families all over the world, bereaved families all over the land, Lord God, those who are experiencing death. We just are praying for peace, Lord God, just peace within families that have dysfunction, any type of dysfunction, Lord God. God, we're praying. God, we are praying for sex trafficking, Lord God. Let those things stop. May those things just cease right now, Lord God, in your name, Jesus. You are bringing a halt to unrighteousness, Lord God, and we can just see it, Lord God. We see it, Lord God. We see it. We feel your presence, Lord God. With all that is going on, you're giving us the opportunity to just sit back and watch, just stand back and see what is going on, Lord God. God, we hear you. God, we see you. We feel you, oh God. We just thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you're continuing to do, Lord God. We ask that you touch Josie Hopkins, Lord God. Continue to heal her body, Lord God. Work those things out within her that need to be worked out, Lord God. God, touch Kayla, Lord God. Continue to touch Kayla Pratt and give her, touch Kayla Padgett and give her the things that she needs to do to go just to take everything that you've given her to the next level and to just multiply exponentially. We thank you in advance, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. God, touch churches and pastors everywhere. Those pastors and churches that are having to meet online, Lord God, because of the virus, Lord, we ask you to touch those pastors and those churches, Lord God. Give them creative ways and different witty inventions on how to have the services, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, and we just magnify your holy name. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everybody. I think I may have gone over a few minutes, but we just thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. for everything that you've done and everything that you're doing in our lives. Amen. Lord, group, people who are listening, thank you so much for joining me. We're going to meet back in a couple weeks, and we're going to continue our study on Re. Talk to you soon. Love you so, so much. Bye-bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.